Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today I'm going to be talking about rebalancing yet again. Doing these kind of videos for the next few days. We test out the functionality and the calls that I'm making for both Forex and crypto using MotoWave. So let's get to some topics here of what we are looking at. Right now, I made earlier today in a video some calls on Euro Canadian and the British Pound New Zealand. You can see here, I made that call sometime earlier today. Had a big drop, it's come back, so we're doing all right. And here we have an entry. Waiting for a potential exit. Looks like we may not have it. I'm improving the coding. I'm going to have to code up my strategy. I think the visual end of things, it's a little more sophisticated that the MotoWave can handle, where it can only do one thing at a time. But I'll definitely be showing the code potentially for my members. So here we have, as we look at a couple of alerts. So what we're looking at right now is the good old British against New Zealand and the Euro against the Canadian. So that's where we're at. So let's do another scan here. I like to do using Harmonix. I'm not gonna go into the details of how this works. Talked about it enough, and just looking for excellent scores. If you want to know how more of this works, I'd probably strongly recommend you go into my YouTube channel at QuantLabs and go through the MotoWave videos, more recent ones, to see how I do these. But I'll gladly do it here, but I'm just going to do it really quick. So right now, we've got excellent scores, what we look for. That won't do. No, so we want to see the target be higher than the current price. That's still good. Can't be bothered with these two, the Scandinavian. We have still the British against the New Zealand looks good. USD, Japanese yen, Canadian, and Swiss franc. Again, these are shorting opportunities, most likely. looks like we have potential Australian US that we could look into, as well as Australia, US. I'm probably going to skip that one. So basically what we're looking at is just keeping the two on the chart here as potential. We'll just leave it as is. Just also so you know, I have a new script running, modified one, to handle all of the stuff in terms of posting on my back end on the analytics section. So that's kind of working now. Got still some more stuff to do. Okay, so enough with the Forex. Let's take a look at the current ones that we looked at earlier today. Got Bitcoin still, Ethereum Classic Bitcoin still seems to be on the move up. You can see here from around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, still those regression channels are pointing up. Ethereum against Bitcoin, same thing. It's moving up. So these are good calls. And they're within the regression channel here. So just out of that, let's check out the current state of crypto. And much better. More green here. We like that. So out of that, we're going to probably be able to get some more picks here, but they're not, I mean, they're strong. They're a lot stronger than, for sure, than, much stronger than, earlier today. So let me see what we got here. So we have waves up, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin's been doing strong. So those are really already the winners that we've been looking at. You know, I'm gonna do, see these kind of other coins I'm not a huge fan of. We already got the ETC USD, not very convincing, but let's check out the scanning, see what we get. So we are going to do more alert history. So follow up that once we get it up and running. So let me just do a start here. Here's the 32 instruments. Again, same idea as in the Forex, just want to work with the excellent scores. So far I'm really happy with the two calls I made earlier today. They look pretty strong. They've continued to move up. That's a good thing, obviously. To see if there's anything else new that's been developing. Okay, so we have now EOS Bitcoin. Not really going anywhere. Ethereum Bitcoin we know about. We already got those covered. Ethereum Bitcoin, sorry, Ethereum Classic Bitcoin seems to be good. XMR, again, the target is below the current price. ADA is the same, below the price. Ethereum USD looks good. Actually looks really good because you got the two harmonics going on there. XRP against Bitcoin. Let me see what's going on in the daily view here. Yeah. But I got three pairs there, or three harmonics. XLM, no. BNB, not quite. NEO. Yeah. So the only one out of that was Ethereum USD and Ethereum Classic. Now, one thing I gotta mention here is I'm working with Binance. I'm not sure if I want to move into the US markets or any fiat currency that's trustworthy, specifically in the US. They're just too small. Liquidity's low. I put up an article on my blog about it last week, I believe. So I'm only really looking at Bitcoin crypto markets, so that's Binance, because the ones that I've been tracking have all been in BTC or Bitcoin. And the only other one that's not is this BNB and Ethereum, which I picked off last week. There's a few of those, but most of it is Bitcoin as it stands. So we'll leave it for now. Those are the ones that I called earlier. They look still look pretty good. So we got to be happy with those. The Forex could be interesting. We'll just leave them open for now. I'm not, these are not live trading yet, but the way four out of the cryptos go on, I'm pretty happy about those, even in a really tough market. So we'll leave it at that, and hopefully this will help you out. And thanks for watching. Have a good day.